The UAE's Mars probe has sent back its first image of the red planet. The image was taken on Wednesday, a day after the probe entered Mars orbit. Officials say the picture captures Olympus Mons, the largest volcano in the solar system. Chinese short video app Douyin and its overseas version TikTok remained the top-grossing non-gaming app worldwide last month. User spending on the app was close to $128 million in January, 3.8 times its revenue from the same period last year. About 80% of the app's revenue was from the Chinese domestic market. The United States remained the largest overseas market for TikTok last month, followed by the Turkish market. The app has been the top-grossing non-gaming app worldwide since April of last year. China's seen a sharp increase in its international cargo flights during the first 4 days of this year's Spring Festival holiday. More than 1,700 international cargo flights, including those to and from Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan, were carried out between Thursday and yesterday, more than double from a year earlier. The number on Sunday alone is expected to reach 330, up over 300% year-on-year. Former Argentine President Carlos Menem has died at the age of 90 after battling long-term health problems. The Peronist served 2 terms as president between 1989 and 1999. Menem was riding popular support at a time when most Argentines enjoyed his policy that fixed the exchange rate of the peso at one U.S. dollar to end hyperinflation. A report shows that high-income countries representing 16% of the global population have snapped up at least 70% of COVID-19 vaccine doses available this year. The article was published in the medical journal The Lancet. It says rich countries had secured at least 4.2 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccine as of February the 8th. The U.S. has bought more than 1.2 billion doses to vaccinate its population twice. The U.K. has got more than 3 times what it needs to inoculate its population. Meanwhile, the report says billions of people in low- and middle-income countries may not have access to COVID-19 vaccines in 2021, warning that it could prolong the pandemic and raises the risk of further mutations of the virus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says more than 15 million people have now received at least one coronavirus vaccine dose in Britain. Johnson made a video address on Sunday in which he called the achievement a significant milestone, but warned there's still a long way to go. Britain's managed to vaccinate 22% of its population in a period of 2 months since kicking off the vaccination campaign in December. The country ranks behind only Israel, which has inoculated 73% of its population, followed by the Seychelles at 53% and the UAE at 51%. Health officials in Guinea have confirmed that 3 people have died and 5 have tested positive for Ebola in a town in the country's south. The new cases announced Sunday are in the same region where the previous outbreak started. The origin of the infection is still unknown. Former Australian Open champion Naomi Osaka beat 2-time Grand Slam champion Garbiñe Muguruza in Sunday's 4th-round match. The number 3 seed's next opponent in the quarterfinals will be Xie Suwei from Chinese Taipei. On the men's side, 8-time Australian Open champion Novak Djokovic beat Milos Raonic in 4 sets to advance to the quarterfinals. With the victory, top-ranked Djokovic registered his 300th win in a Grand Slam match. He is only the 2nd player to reach the 300-win milestone after Roger Federer. Today marks the 10th anniversary since Larry the Cat moved into 10 Downing Street to take up the post of Chief Mouser to the Cabinet Office. Larry was brought in to the British Prime Minister's official residence in London to clean up an infestation of rodents which had been openly parading in front of TV cameras. He was recruited from Battersea Dogs and Cats Home, and the government's website has a picture of him sitting on the cabinet table.